All right. Welcome to Motivational Monday. We're going to dive into something that challenges all of us. And so drink that Java and get motivated as we consider the following for this week. I want to title it, Cat Got Your Tongue. You see, the tongue may be just the sharpest knife in the drawer. It might be good that every time we drag a brush across our tongue that we scour our soul with the words of the Miranda rule. You have the right to remain silent because what you say can and will be used against you. But what does that mean? Well, the ancient wisdom is more true today than it was then. If you can't find something nice to say about anyone, don't say it. I can't remember how many times my parents told me that. The postmodern addition to this ancient version of the Miranda rule is this. If you find out anything negative about anyone, think it and sink it. Do what Mary did when her world was rocked by some news. Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. That's from Luke chapter 2, verse 19. You can never be too busy, too tired, or too pressured not to always check the accuracy of the data that comes your way and to greet everything you hear with a healthy skepticism. If you don't keep and ponder before talking and proclaiming, you can inflict heavy pain and damages, whether that be to communities or careers or companies or simply yourself. You know, it's easy to make your life space full of inaccurate, inconsequential, inconsiderate garbage, just like we can litter our front yards with garbage. We have to tend to things, tend to information, check things out, watch our tongue. And the World Wide Web certainly is making it harder, not easier, to evaluate the quality of information. It's hard to discern all that you're reading and seeing and seeking to understand. Well, one of the most powerful weapons at our disposal, again, for good or ill, is the tongue. Honor de Balzac once said that every day in Paris, a paper with 100,000 subscribers was produced, yet never printed, distributed by word of mouth. What if all that we said was published as that newspaper? What story would it say? What story would it tell? What information would we be giving? Well, one of my favorite medieval stories lets us listen into a confessional. The sinner begins, "Father, I have sinned. I have spread a falsehood about someone. I need forgiveness." The priest responds in a traditional fashion, "On the basis of Christ's atoning work on your behalf and your repentance of sin, you are forgiven." That is good news. And then he continues, "But before you go, take this down pillow. As an atoning act of penance, cut it open and walk through the city, spreading its feathers everywhere. Then return to me, and I will reveal your next penance." The man faithfully follows the priest's instructions. He goes through the city, spreading feathers. Finally, he returns, asking what he is to do next. "Now go," the priest responds, "and collect every one of those feathers." The man protests, "It's impossible to collect those feathers. They are spread and blown around by the wind." At which the priest says, "You're so right. You are forgiven. But it is impossible to ever undo all the harm you've done with your gossip." Disaster follows upon disaster when information is not right. Perhaps this is what was meant when the words were said, "Now go and sin no more. Cause no more injury. Do not cause issues and problems for your fellow human being. You know, the New York Stock Exchange has recognized the power of bad information in its rule number 435. It's illegal to spread rumors on the floor of the stock exchange, even when no overt fraud is intended, because accurate information is needed. Inaccurate, gossiping information can destroy community morale and group harmony, ripping apart the fabric of the covenant community more dangerously and drastically than just bad information. Gossip can injure. One once said, gossip is a beast of prey that does not wait for the death of the creature it devours. So gossip is used at times to serve a communal function. And when it's done well, it builds up the community. As a matter of fact, the word gospel comes from the root gossip, which is the word euangelion, which is to gossip about the good news, to be spreading the gospel of Jesus. And the word gossip also derives from the Old English godsib, which means godparent, or literally related in God. It came to refer to any friend or acquaintance of the parents of the baptized child or the other godparents who had the privilege of talking with each other about the family to which they were mutually akin and about its members. And the element of responsibility and accountability was to share that astonishing news, the good news. Gossip was meant to aid in group problem solving, a coping mechanism for the uncertainties and helping with anxiety and stress reduction. It provided a structure for finding meaning in events. It was a means of showing interest in each member of the family. It showed a healthy mistrust of these versions of information that were out there and questioning and discerning together to what was readily accessible. You see, when the first disciples gossiped the gospel, the church spread like wildfire. The evangelism strategy of the early church was to be about good news. And if we're going to gossip, it is to build up rather than to tear down. Or as Paul said it, speak the truth in love. You see, the rumor mill or the grapevines, they can be useful in improving morale, productivity, life, but it all depends on whether those grapevines produce wine or vinegar, whether they enhance communication or curdle it. We're called to build up and to not tear down, to not just be the idle chatter, the small talk, but the good news that brings life. And so as you go about this week on your motivational way of being, go ahead and share good news. Reach out, connect, love, serve, build up. Share stories that add life. Even in the midst of pain and hardship, that work is possible. And so be blessed. Keep on loving. Keep on sharing. Keep on gossiping. Euangelion. Good news. Good day.